An entertaining game between two of the more attacking sides of the Welsh Premier League resulted in a 2-1 victory for Aberystwyth Town over Airbus UK this afternoon. Ian, your thoughts on the game?
After losing last week, it was important to bounce back. You know, it was our first defeat of the season last week, so it was always going to be interesting to see, you know, how we would bounce back and the character within the camp and how they would deal with that, because it was a challenge. Obviously, it's a different challenge to us this week, having lost last week, and you know they responded excellently, as I knew they would. In terms of they were excellent, they fought for every ball, they put the heads in the way, they put the bodies in the way, and then going forward we've got the quality to score goals.
Looking at the Aberystwyth players, Jeff Kellaway caused the Airbus defence a lot of problems throughout the full 90. He had a couple of chances, apart from the overhead kick, which he missed. The overhead kick was a great finish though. Great to see him getting in them positions all through the game.
It was a good goal, it was a great finish. He reacted really quickly in the box to score. And then, yeah, you're quite right, he's gone through a couple of times more, as other players have. And as long as the players are willing to get themselves into that position, you know, that's the main thing. And if they score, great. If they don't score, well, so be it, you know. But, you know, sure enough, if they get in that position again, they will score.
And then on the hour mark, disaster for Aberystwyth as we went down to 10 men. Did you think it was a red card offence?
It probably was the last man. And I think, you know, speaking to Ryan after the game, he probably got caught underneath the ball, wasn't too sure what was around him. So he got himself in the wrong body position. But hey, listen, you know, he's taken him down. It's a penalty. Mike wasn't too far away from saving the penalty. But the reaction after they equalised was excellent.
Obviously, our talisman for last season and this season so far, Chris Venables, again, magic moment, just moments after they scored their equaliser. Must be a great moment for you.
Yeah, but I don't want it to detract from the performance of the team, really. You know, because I thought as a team we were excellent in and out of possession today. We got a system and way to play, and I thought the players did it excellently, and they have done it excellently except for last week. They've done it really well. But Chris, you know, gives us that little bit of magic, and he's a scorer of all different types of goals. He scores in the 6-yard box, he scores in the 18-yard box, he scores with his head, his right foot, his left foot, free kicks. So, you know, for a player to be able to score so many different types of goals tells you he's a good special player.
And then in the last half hour after we went 2-1 up, in particular for me, the performance of Luke Sherbon, you know, closing down the Airbus players all, you know, throughout the last half hour, forcing them to frustrate themselves really, and you know, causing them to not cause us many problems in the last half hour was particularly impressive.
The first thing with Luke is he works hard and he gives 100% every game. But other than that, he's got talent on the ball and off the ball in terms of the way he wins the ball back for us and the way he uses the ball then when he has it. So, you know, physically he's good, you know, and physically in there I thought we were good because Airbus had a big, strong physical side, but I thought we matched them, which was impressive. And then, of course, yeah, as we say, Luke Sherbon, you know, wins the ball and starts attacks for us, and he's taken to that new role really well, you know, and I think he'll only get better in that role as well.
And looking forward to next Saturday, a long trip to Prestatyn. Looking forward to that trip?
Yeah, Prestatyn lost today, so it's going to be a tough game. I'm sure they'll want to make right what they didn't do today away at TNS, so we know it's going to be a tough game, and we must approach every game in the right manner and the way we approach this game today. Just because we played Airbus today and Prestatyn next week, it doesn't matter who we play, we must approach it in the same manner, work as hard as we have done today, and hopefully we can pick up a result.